अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू करबला, अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू करबला।
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel at my Rozai Mubarak, at my grave, and whoever, wherever, and at whatever time recites Durood Pak upon me, this angel knows the name of the reciter and presents it in my court, saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Falah ibn Falah, such and such a person, son of such and such a person, has recited Durood Salam upon you. Subhanallah. What a great privilege. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, just imagine if your name is mentioned in the court of the king, and you are told that your name was mentioned in the court of the king. It was mentioned in the houses of parliament. How happy would you be? My name mentioned in the court of the king? Here, your name is being mentioned in the greatest of bargahs, in the greatest of courts. It's in the court of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The court that's been described as the court of Allah azza wa jal. This is the darbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, just by reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the belief that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be presented with my Durood Salam, and my name will be mentioned in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what could give more peace and more happiness to the heart of a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then, the scholars write that there are a number of other beautiful Madni pearls in this hadith of Mubarakah. Firstly, the angel who is stood as a servant in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows, no matter where in the world anybody recites Durood Pak, he hears that Durood Salam. So can you imagine the hearing of that angel? Then, not only does he hear the Durood Salam, he actually knows the person who it is. So he has knowledge of the person who is reciting, amazing knowledge of that angel. Not only does he know the name of the person who's reciting, he also knows the name of his father as well. Subhanallah. So this angel has the ability to hear from thousands of miles away. He's got the ability and the knowledge given by Allah Azza wa Jal to know who's reciting. And not only who's reciting, but what the name of the father is as well. Now just imagine this. This is a servant, a humble servant, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if this is the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted this humble servant in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine the powers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you imagine the power of sama'at, the power of hearing of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No doubt, if the angel stood as a servant in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can hear our durood wa salam, and the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can also hear our durood salam. No doubt, if the angel stood as a servant in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows who you are when you recite durood salam, then the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also knows who you are when you recite durood salam. And not only that, but by reciting durood pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your father's name gets mentioned in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gains reward as well. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the solution to all our problems lies in Durood Salam. Subhanallah. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, we have talked about the blessed life of Hassanain Karimain. We talked about the amazing life and the amazing character of Hazrat Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala. We went through the amazing companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the amazing Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, the magnificent Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, and the Lion of Allah, the most courageous, the most wise, the most brave, and the one that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, Hazrat Ali, and their amazing character. Today, we're going to talk about somebody who was truly special. Even amongst the amazing, amazing people of his era, he stood out. And he left a mark on humanity which will be remembered till the day of judgment. Not through his power of persuasion, no, but through his amazing character. His character spoke a million words, and it was that character which made people fall in love with him. It was his amazing adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his love for the Quran and his love for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which stood him out. And to this day, he is admired and honored by everybody. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amazing. And his younger brother, Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar. His character was formed not only in the company of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his older brother, not only in the presence of a mother who is the leader of the women of Jannah, not only in the presence of a father who was the bravest and most courageous and the Lion of Allah, and the one Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as the door to knowledge, not only the fact that he was in the upbringing of Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, above all else, he spent 6 years with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was truly amazing. He had a deep devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal. He loved prayer. He was sincere and humble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. His worship was so amazing that it was single-minded and pursuing the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When it came to serving the Quran, learning knowledge, he was second to none. When it came to his generosity, books could be written on it. When it came to his perfect manners, Allahu Akbar, he was amazing. To the extent that even if he needed to teach somebody something, he would think of the most beautiful and wise ways of teaching the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had perfect manners. The scholars write that about 25 hajj he had done on foot. He was courageous. He was loved by the people. People always turned to him for help. They knew that Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was somebody who would always help them. He was always there for the needy. He was always there for the poor. He was always there for the orphans. Allahu Akbar. He never turned his back on anybody. Whenever anybody came for any help, he always stood up and helped them. This was the amazing Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He used to treat his slaves like family, Allahu Akbar, and would look for trifling excuses to free them, Allahu Akbar. He was amazing. And his knowledge, my dear Islamic brothers, Allahu Akbar, he had a beautiful, clear mind, which gave perfect judgment on matters of deen and dunya. He was courteous. He was humble. He was courageous, but morally courageous. He was upright. And he had a determination. He knew where he needed to go. He knew his journey in life. And he had set about courageously in the pursuit of raising the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to new and amazing heights. He developed perseverance, patience and fortitude. These were instilled into his character through the time he'd spent with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the time he'd spent with his father Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, through the time he'd spent with the great Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and through the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His character became synonymous with courage, uprightness, determination, perseverance, patience, and fortitude. This was the great Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As a son, he was obedient to his father. As a brother, he was obedient to his brother. As a leader of the faithful, he was a brilliant commander. But as a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, he was humble and sincere in worship. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, even the great Khulafa'i Rashidin had the greatest of respect for him. During the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam is reaching places which one could not even imagine a few years earlier. And during this amazing Islamic empire and the great court of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and yet whenever Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala would come to Masjid Nabawi Sharif, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala would seat Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala beside him and would take his judgments and comments in relation to matters. And the Sahaba Ikram would value his comments, his advice, and his judgment in matters of deen and dunya. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala sets up a trust. And the trust is set up to distribute food amongst the poor of Medina, to get to the orphans and the needy. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala sets up a system where this food is distributed and someone is carrying the sacks of food on their back and going distributing at night to these poor people. And you know who that hasti is? It is Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. Not only that, this great, great prince of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend his days and nights teaching the Quran and the Sunnah. And it was a speciality of the great Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala to teach Islam to the reverts, those who were coming into the fold of Islam. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hussein and Hassan are my two flowers of this world. Whoever loves them, loves me. And whoever hates them, hates me. Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was truly amazing. His character, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, left for us the perfect role model. If we look at the life of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you will never see any laziness in Salah. You will see that he was amongst those who were eager to pray and stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, unfortunately, months go by, years go by, and we don't open the Quran. But you will note that Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala's life evolved around the Quran. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was in love with the Quran to such an extent that even on the plains of Karbala, when the family of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was being besieged, even at that time, what one heard from the tents of the family of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the recitation of the Holy Quran. And then, even after Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, from the blessed head of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the recitation of the Quran could be heard. And we claim to love Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yet, when was the last time we read the Quran? When was the last time in the love and following the ways of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did we say that Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had an amazing character, had an amazing love for the Quran? Am I truly somebody who loves Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam when years go by without me reciting the Quran? In fact, a lot of us don't know how to read the Quran. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, not only is the love of Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain taught in abundance, but also more than that, their teachings are taught. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are classes for those of us who have gone past the age of learning in the madrasas to go to Madrasatul Madinah Balighan and to perfect our Quran. And then every day in the morning, we read the Quran in the love of Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Imam Hussain. How beautiful would that be? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, then we've heard that the great Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala wouldn't miss his salah. Today, if we cry in the love of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and we look at what happened on the plains of Karbala, then what was the difference between the ways of Yazid and the way of Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala? What was the character of Yazid and what was the character of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala? What was it all about? It was all about, one, the character that Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala left for us. The one I've described. The one about being uprighteous, caring, loving, obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Humble and sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what did you have on the other side? What was the character of Yazid? Witting, intelligent but cunning, a passion for music and alcohol, no importance for salah. No time for the Qur'an. Hunting was his hobby. Dogfights was his hobby. Usually he was ill in the mornings with a heavy head. He couldn't get to the mosque to pray. He used to drink and have hangovers. He was constantly in sin. That was the character of Yazid. His salah wasn't important to him. Worldly life and desires were. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu's life evolved around salah. To the extent that at the time of martyrdom, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala wanted to do nothing else but pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran, Yazid, didn't have a love for the Quran. He had a love for everything else in the world but the Quran. But Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala showed us that the love of the Quran leads to ultimate success. Today, if we are in difficulty, it is because we have left the Quran. Today, if we're looking for peace and tranquility, that peace and tranquility is wrapped up in a high place in our house, in a ghilaf. Unfortunately, the biggest disrespect of the Quran today is not turning your back to the Quran. It's leaving it there, gathering dust year after year. Every day we should be reading the Quran in the love of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because on the plains of Karbala, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala gave his life. Why? Because he didn't want anybody to dilute the deen of Islam. He wanted to protect and preserve and let his character shine in front of the world for hundreds of years, saying that if you want success in life, you want success in the grave and success in the hereafter, and you want to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your character needs to be perfect. You need to protect your salah no matter what the situation. You need to read the Quran no matter what the situation. You need to honor and respect Islamic teachings. You need to learn and spread them. You need to be kind to relatives. You need to be kind to orphan and poor. You need to be humble, obedient and sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You need to shun the worldly desires. You need to stay away from sin. If you follow your desires, that will lead you to destruction. But if you follow the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala taught us that you will be successful beyond comprehension. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala left us with great teachings. He taught us that no matter what happens in the world, never miss your salah. He taught us, no matter what is happening, never miss the recitation of the Quran. He taught us how to be an obedient son, how to be an obedient brother, how to be a successful leader, how to be a brilliant imam. He taught us all of these things. Loving Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala is the beginning. And really, what would please the great Imam radiallahu ta'ala is this, that if we followed his beautiful character, if we were courageous, if we were upright, if we were determined, if we had perseverance and patience and fortitude, you will ask how? Because these qualities were the ones that we saw during the life of the great Imam and we saw on the plains of Karbala. But how do we aspire to this? Well, we can show our moral courage. When we are angry, we can be patient. We can control ourselves and deal with situations in accordance with Islamic teachings. When we have right and wrong in front of us, and there is a wrong path, internet, social media, you know, the wrong things, and there is the right path, Madni Channel, Islamic mahfils, Islamic gatherings, Thursday Ijtamaz, Madni Muzakaras, Madni Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami, and we decide to go, that is the time to look at the life of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam and choose your way, whether you want to go into the world on a Saturday night or whether you want to sit in the masajid during a Madni Kafla and learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then determination, sticking to it, being steadfast all your life in the love of Allah and His beloved Habib and the great Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to shun all the worldly desires and all the bad in the world. Stay away from sin and persevere, fight, be patient, have fortitude and learn from the teachings of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Your life evolves around the Quran, the Sunnah, humbleness, sincerity, politeness, kindness, helping the needy, then you are on the path of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala. If your life is about being witty, about mocking other people, backbiting, lying, taking drugs and doing wrong things, looking at wrong things on the internet, on social media and wasting your time, that, the scholars write, was the life of Yazid. That's what he wanted. Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala gave up everything to try and make sure that we didn't follow in the footsteps of Yazid. He gave his life to make sure that the true Islam blossomed and everybody recognizes, even now 1460 years later. Nobody knows who Yazid was, he's disappeared. But the great character, the eminence, the beautiful light of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala shines to this day and will shine till the day of judgment because he truly was special. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, his birth was miraculous. He was born on the 4th of Shaban, Allahu Akbar, and it was a very special birth. Then the scholars write that not only has he left a beaming light today, but Allama Jami rahmatullah alayhi says that whenever Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala would be left in the dark, the room would illuminate because of the beams of radiance flowing from him. He was special. He left a special message on the plains of Karbala. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there were many, many saintly miracle karamat of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala. There are books full of them. Many times did he help the needy. Many times did he do other things. But the one lesson he leaves, and the one lesson that I leave you with, is this. His patience and his steadfastness in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter what came about, whether it was the peaceful time in Madinatul Munawwara, his namaz, his salah was protected, his Quran was there, he was helping the needy, he was learning, teaching, he was doing everything. Whether it was Makkah, when he had to leave Medina and the teachings there, whether it was the journey from Medina to Karbala, or whether it was the plains of Karbala, from the great character of Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one thing we learn is that if we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no matter what the test, we will not give up the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will not miss our salah. We will not leave the Quran. We will not leave the Sunnah. This was the message that Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam left. Today, the youth say, well, we can live life to the max and then we can come. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for me and you, sacrificed not only his own youth, but that of his children on the plains of Karbala, so that we could inherit the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in its perfect form, so that we could become good Muslims in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, if despite the great sacrifice of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we don't protect our salah, we don't protect our recitation of the Quran, we don't learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then by simply saying that we love Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam and we feel saddened at the great martyrdom is only lip service. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we can truly, truly claim to be the devotees and the lovers of the Ahl Bayt and the great princes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we pray our Fajr Salah in the masjid. If we make intizam, we do preparations for our Zohar, Asr and Maghrib to make sure we don't miss anything. And we pray our Isha as much as we can in the masajid. And then we spend time learning the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read the Quran, we read the translation, we read the tafsir. We learn the sunnahs and we bring our lives into the madani, colorful environment. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Dawat Islami teaches us the love of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor and respect of the Sahaba Ikram, the honor and respect of the Ahl Bayt Athar, and the great characters that they were, and then teaches us how to try and copy them. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to learn the life of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, learn his teachings and then act upon them and come closer to Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ajni ya fi maam Madina tu Karbala Ajni